This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to testify before a congressional panel Monday. The panel will examine the country's chaotic military withdrawal from Afghanistan at the end of its two-decade war. Opposition Republican lawmakers and some Democratic colleagues of President Joe Biden have attacked his handling of the withdrawal. That includes troops, American citizens, and thousands of Afghans who worked for U.S. forces as interpreters and advisors during the war. The criticism was especially pronounced after 13 U.S. service members died in a suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport in the waning days of the withdrawal. Blinken testifies Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He appears on Tuesday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. President Biden will promote his administration's use of the Defense Production Act to aid in wildfire preparedness Monday. He'll make the pitch during a Western swing in which he'll survey wildfire damage in the U.S. state of California and meet with fire officials in the state of Idaho. President Biden is aiming to drum up support for his massive $3.5 trillion spending plan by linking it to wildfires and social programs while visiting those two states and Colorado. His trek on Monday and Tuesday also coincides with the recall election of California Governor Gavin Newsom. The president is set to appear with Newsom on the eve of Tuesday's vote. North Korea carried out successful tests of a new long-range cruise missile over the weekend. That's according to state-run television KRT on Monday. The test is seen by analysts as possibly the country's first such weapon with a nuclear capability. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Nicholas is gaining strength over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico and could come ashore in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas later Monday. Forecasters said Nicholas was roughly 335 kilometers south of Port Conner, Texas, with winds of about 95 kilometers per hour. They say the storm is forecast to follow a track that will take it along or just offshore the coast of northeastern Mexico and South Texas early Monday and move onshore along the coast of South or Central Texas later in the day. The United Nations human rights chief says her office has received credible allegations of reprisal killings by the Taliban of former Afghan security forces. Her office also said there have been instances in which officials in the previous government and their relatives were arbitrarily detained and later turned up dead. Michelle Bachelet spoke on Monday to the Human Rights Council, warning of a new and perilous phase for Afghanistan. She also criticized the Taliban for a disconnect between their words and actions. She cited multiple allegations of Taliban house-to-house searches looking for officials from the previous government and people who cooperated with U.S. security forces and companies. The Biden administration is stepping up its effort to find and unite migrant families forcibly separated under President Donald Trump. A federal task force set up soon after the election of President Biden has been working to locate the parents and children who were separated along the U.S.-Mexico border. This was part of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on illegal crossing into the U.S. The Associated Press reports the process has been difficult and slow, with only about 50 families reunited so far. The task force will get new tools starting Monday with the launch of a program to help find more families and return them to the U.S. for at least 3 years of legal residency and other assistance. Pope Francis is cracking jokes and clearly enjoying the enthusiasm of Slovakia on his first full day in the country. The pontiff arrived at the presidential palace and later at the capital's St. Martin Cathedral, looking rested and energized on the second of his four-day pilgrimage. It's his first international outing since undergoing intestinal surgery in July. Pope Francis quipped, "I'm still alive," after he was asked Monday by an Italian journalist how he was feeling. The 84-year-old Francis has been recovering after 33 centimeters of his colon was removed. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.